Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. This morning we have David Archer, who is the CEO from Savannah Resources PLC, ticker SAV, listed on AIM. And this morning they've had news out about their Portugal project, which is a lithium project. Hi David, how are you doing?
Good morning, very well.
So do you want to get straight into this Portugal news for us, please?
Sure. We announced this morning our first mineral resource estimate for the Mina de Barroso lithium mining lease project, 3.2 million tonnes at 1% Li2O. So that's very much a starter resource. Reservatorio, the deposit which supports this resource, is one of eight lithium pegmatites that sit on the Mina de Barroso mining tenement. So we see this as being the start of a series of mineral resource estimates moving into 2018. We undertook very extensive drilling on the Grondeo deposit during the course of this year. In total, we've drilled something like 6,000 metres on a series of three deposits. Grondeo is shaping up to be particularly promising, and we hope to be able to add to the Reservatorio mineral resource with extra mineral resources from Grondeo, and we're planning on making an announcement on that in the first quarter of next year. So we think that this project has all the hallmarks of being a very important element in the overall European lithium battery value chain, and the project really has some very unique characteristics in the European setting, which really set it apart as being perhaps the most promising project in Europe.
Yeah, so what's the next steps now for the project? So you're saying this is only one of eight possible targets, so there's obviously a lot more to come.
Yep. Well, we'll be continuing on with our drilling into the new year. We'll be wheeling in a second drilling rig to increase the drilling rate. As well as that, and in tandem, we're conducting metallurgical test work on samples which are now in Perth. They're with one of the world's leading laboratories in the lithium space, so we'll be coming out with sort of further news on the metallurgical performance of the lithiums from Mina de Barroso. And as well as that, we'll be looking to take a more forward-leaning approach into the broader lithium space. Clearly, the space has had a lot of partnering activity that we've seen, particularly in Australia, with the spodumene producers there. There's been an enormous amount of interest in lithium spodumene producers from China, and we sort of see that will be the case both in Europe as well. And we also think that there will be considerable investment interest from European players in the lithium battery value chain.
And so would that be sort of like institutional sort of investment interests?
Well, certainly, investors of that sort, but also industry players as well, throughout the lithium value chain, both producers of battery grade chemicals, battery manufacturers, and maybe even end consumers, such as motor vehicle manufacturers, etc. So it's okay. It'll be very much a deal-rich environment that we'll be walking into next year.
Okay, exciting times then for Savannah and the Portugal project. But you've obviously got a number of other projects on the go. So, I mean, you had news out last week about your Matumba pilot plant opening ceremony. Do you want to just give us a bit of an overview as to what happened there?
Sure. One of the sort of the key elements in terms of characterising the world-class Matamba heavy minerals sands resource is the looking at the metallurgy, and part of that is the preparation of bulk samples for analysis by our offtake partner Rio Tinto. The construction of the pilot plant is a key element in that, and that will be able to run at a rate of 20 tonnes per hour. And that'll produce a concentrate that will be used for test sampling. It's wonderful to have successfully commissioned the plant, and the plant was opened by His Excellency Governor Chapo, the governor of Inhambane province, and it was very well attended by local community and political leaders who sort of see the development of this project as a key industrial initiative for the Inhambane region. So very well accepted, very exciting initiative, and you know, we look forward to sort of continuing to take that project forward during 2018.
Yeah, I mean, what can we expect to see from that and your other projects in the first half of 2018?
Sure. Well, certainly on Matamba, we're currently working on a pre-feasibility study, which is being undertaken by TZMI Minerals. We hope to have that completed during 2018 as a lead up to a full feasibility study. We certainly see a very promising market environment for heavy mineral sands. Prices are increasing, and there's a clear requirement for a new major international producer of ilmenite. In tandem with that, we're working on the final licensing of our Oman copper development in the northern part of Oman, inland from Soha, and we're in the sort of final stages of receiving the last two ministerial approvals, which will be a precursor to the grant of a mining lease and moving into mining in 2018.
Okay, David, well, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you. We look forward to hearing more about Savannah Resources.
Terrific. All right. Thanks so much.
Okay, so that was David Archer, CEO for Savannah Resources PLC, ticker SAV on AIM.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.